We're parsing out the details today of the CDC's new guidance for people who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Full protection is considered about 2 weeks after that final shot. And the CDC says those people can now visit other vaccinated people indoors without masks.
The CDC also says they can visit with unvaccinated people from a single household who aren't at high risk, but they should continue to wear masks in public, avoid larger groups, and non-essential travel. Many grandparents and older Americans who've been vaccinated welcomed the guidelines, but our next guest calls them too timid and too limited and says the CDC is missing a crucial opportunity. Dr. Lena Wen is a professor of public health at George Washington University and an ER doctor. She's on Skype. Dr. Wen, welcome back. The guidelines are too timid and too limited. Why do you say that?
Well, first, I do want to say that they offer some guidance, which is certainly better than no guidance. And I think a lot of people are going to be relieved to hear the guidance that fully vaccinated people can see one another, and also that grandparents who are local can visit their unvaccinated rest of their family as long as there isn't high risk for severe COVID-19 in that family, which I think is, again, great news. The problem, though, is I don't think that the CDC guidelines go nearly far enough, and there are certain things that don't really make sense. For example, they don't talk about travel really at all. So grandparents, let's say, who live somewhere else in a different state, are still not able to visit their grandchildren and rest of the family according to this guidance. But at the same time, the guidance is saying that if you are exposed to COVID-19, to somebody who has COVID-19, and you are fully vaccinated, then you no longer have to test and to quarantine. So it's saying if you have that level of high-risk exposure, you don't have to test or quarantine, but how come you can't even travel? In which case, you can wear masks, you can social distance, you should do all these things to protect yourself. The risk of traveling, of acquiring COVID-19 while traveling is very low, but how come you can't do that now? And so I think that they should go a lot further, partly because we need, at this point in the pandemic, to be giving nuanced guidance. We have to take into account people's individual values, or else we're going to lose their trust. And I also think that there is a critical opportunity here to tie reopening guidance to vaccination status. At the end of the day, what's going to prevent us from reaching herd immunity is vaccine hesitancy. I know that's hard for many people to see that now when supply is so much less than demand. The demand is so high. But at some point, vaccine hesitancy is going to be the major issue. And if everything is already reopened, then we're going to miss the opportunity to tie vaccination as that carrot to regain freedom. And I think that is really going to hurt us at the end of the day.
Let me make sure I understand what you're saying here exactly. Do you believe the CDC should tell people who are fully vaccinated to freely travel, that they should go out and visit family and move about the country?
I think that we have enough evidence at this point that the vaccines that we have are so highly effective at preventing against severe disease, and also that they will substantially reduce your risk of being a carrier for coronavirus, that we should tell people once they're fully vaccinated, here are all the things that you can do. Yes, you can visit people who are also fully vaccinated, but you should also be encouraged to travel, encouraged to go to the beach and the park and museums and other institutions you have not been to. Of course, when you are out in public, and this is really important, of course, you should wear a mask because that is the single best protection for everyone around you and yourself. Wear a mask. Try to keep physically distanced as much as you can. Continue to wash your hands. But here are all the freedoms that you can regain by being fully vaccinated. There are millions and millions of Americans who are hesitant, who are on the fence, not because they're anti-science, but maybe they have concerns about the vaccine. Maybe they don't quite understand what's in it for them if they get vaccinated. Again, many people won't understand this because they're so eager to be vaccinated, but there are many millions of people who are on the fence. We are never going to reach herd immunity, potentially, if we don't get them to also want the vaccine. And I think we can incentivize those freedoms and do that safely.
Dr. Lena Wen, professor of public health at George Washington University and an ER doctor. Thank you very much.
Thank you.